Do you, Corporal Nobbs?
No, Fred, I... Oh, gods!
I can see things have got pretty slack around here, said Captain Colon, an evil little gleam in his eye. I bet you were all thinking, oh, it's only fat old Fred Colon. It's all going to be gravy from now on, eh?
Oh, no, Fred. No one thinks you're old... Oh, gods!
Just fat, eh? Fred glowered around the room. Suddenly, and against all previous evidence, everyone was vitally interested in their paperwork. Right. Well, from now on, things are going to be different, said Captain Colon. Oh, yes, I'm on to all your little tricks. Who said that?
Said what, Captain? Said Nobby,
who'd also heard the little whispered, we learned them all from you, Sarge, but at this moment would eat live coals rather than admit it. Someone said something, blotto voice, said Captain Colon.
"'I'm sure they didn't, Captain,' said Nobby.
"'And I won't be eyeballed like that, neither.'
"'No one's looking at you,' wailed Nobby.
"'Ha-ha! You think I don't know that one?' Colon shouted. "'There's plenty of ways to eyeball someone without looking at them, Corporal. "'That man over there is earlobing me.'
"'I think Constable Ping is just really interested in the report he's writing, Fred, Sir, Captain.'
Colon's ruffled feathers settled a little. "'Well, all right.' And now I'm going up to my office, all right? There'll be some changes around here. And someone bring me a cup of tea. They watched him go up the stairs, enter the office and slam the door.
Well, the...
Constable Ping began, but Nobby, who had a lot more experience of the Colon personality, waved one hand frantically for silence while he held the other one to his ear very theatrically. Then they all heard the door click open again, quietly.
A change is as good as a rest, I suppose? Said Constable Ping.
As the Prophet Osri says, better an ox in the potter's fields of Hersheba than a sandal in the wine presses of Gash, said Constable Visit.
Yes, so I've heard, said Nobby. Well, I'll just make him his tea. Everyone feels better after a cup of tea.
A couple of minutes later, the constables heard Colon shouting, even through the door,
What is wrong with this mug, Corporal?
Nothing, sir. It's your mug. You always have your tea in it.
Ah, but you see, it is a sergeant's mug, Corporal, and what is it that officers drink out of?
Well, Carrot and Mr. Vimes have got their own mugs.
No, they may choose to drink out of mugs, Corporal, but watch regulations say officers have a cup and saucer. Says so right here, Regulation 301, subsection C. Do you understand me?
I don't think we've got any.
You know where the petty cash is. Usually you're the only person that does. You're dismissed, Corporal.
Nobby came down the stairs, white-faced, holding the offending receptacle. The door opened again.
And none of you are to gobbin it, neither, shouted Colon. I know that one, and it's to be stirred with a spoon, understand? I know that one too.
The door slammed. Constable Visit took the mug from Nobby's shaking hand and patted him on the shoulder. Chalky the Troll does some very good seconds, I understand, he began. The door opened.
Bloody China, too.
The door slammed.
Anyone seen the petty cash lately?
Said Constable Ping. Nobby reached mournfully into his pocket and pulled out some dollars. He handed them to Visit.
Better go to that posh shop in King's Way, he said. Get one of those cups and saucers thin enough to see through, you know, with gold round the rim.
He looked round at the other constables.
What are you lot doing here? You won't catch any criminals in here. Does the petty cash count, Nobby? Said Ping. Don't you nobby me, Ping. You just get out there, and the rest of you.
Days rolled by. More accurately, they rattled by. It was a comfortable coach as coaches went. And as coaches on this road went over continual potholes, it swayed and rocked like a cradle. Initially, the motion was soothing. After a day or two, it palled. So did the scenery. Vimes stared glumly out of the window. There was another Clax Tower on the horizon. They were putting them near the road, he recalled, even though that wasn't the direct route. Only a fool would build them across the Badlands. You had to remember sometimes that within a few hundred miles of Ankh-Morpork, there were still trolls who hadn't caught on to the fact that humans weren't digestible. Besides, most of the settlements were near the road. The new guild must be coining money. Even from here he could see the scaffolding, as workers feverishly attached still more gantries and paddles to the main tower. The whole thing would likely be matchsticks after the next hurricane, but by then the owners would have probably earned enough to build another 5, or 50. It had all happened so fast. Who'd have believed it? But all the components had been there for years. Semaphore was ancient.